This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The venerable Associated Press News Service has been publishing a style book since 1953, and it's used by all sorts of people, journalists, people in advertising, as a guide for grammar and usage. The AP style book is updated every year because, let's face it, language use changes. This year, a change in the AP style book raised some eyebrows in some corners.
When is an illegal immigrant not an illegal immigrant? Well, in the AP style book now, the Associated Press no longer sanctions the term illegal immigrant. It tells users they should not use illegal to describe a person, only an action. But does the word change solve any real problems, or is it just a distraction?
Joining us to help answer Fox News' Greta Van Susteren's question is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
You're far away. You're in Denver?
I am. I'm attending a conference out here in Denver.
All right, Kelly, did the AP make this change in style to solve a problem, and have they created a distraction instead?
Well, they did make the change to solve a problem, and the problem is one of accuracy and precision. This is a debate that we are having in this country every single day, and the words that we use to describe a group of people or an individual should be accurate. An illegal immigrant isn't always accurate because it implies that somebody illegally immigrated, when in fact a lot of the people who are here illegally are here because their documentation expired after they came.
Kelly, you know what the argument is here. The AP's being accused of being politically correct and picking a side in the immigration debate by making this change.
Well, I think the side that they're picking is the side of accuracy. We can't use words that don't accurately convey what reality is, especially in a casual, dismissive kind of way.
So in a politically charged atmosphere like this one, what's a reporter to do? I mean, how can they report on a story without their reporting being dismissed because of style?
Well, in many cases, reporters are going to have to be more precise and descriptive when they describe an individual. So rather than saying John Doe is an illegal immigrant, a reporter is going to have to say John Doe came to the United States on a travel visa and that visa expired, or John Doe crossed a border illegally in December of 2010 and stayed ever since. When a reporter is talking about a group of people, it gets more problematic. In many cases, reporters are going to have to use more words rather than fewer to describe a group of people.
Language matters, Kelly, even more today, I think, than ever before, because words travel really fast and really far. How do you see the evolution of politically charged words, and what can we do as a consumer of them?
Well, it's really interesting. If you look at any political debate, immigration is just one, but civil rights, gay rights, any of these issues, the words that we have used over time have changed when we talk about describing human beings. And what happens in most cases is the words become more humanizing and less dismissive or alienating. You know, we used to, in the United States, call illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. And then we got away from using that because the word alien didn't seem quite right.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, by phone from Denver this week. Thanks for your style points today.
You're welcome.